From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Authorities in Austin, Texas, say they've accounted for everybody after a man furious with the Internal Revenue Service crashed his small plane into a building where 200 IRS employees work. Emergency crews have recovered two bodies. The pilot is presumed to be one of them. The White House says it will await the investigation results before deciding whether to call it an act of terrorism. But Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul has drawn his own conclusion.
I think any time, it's like the Fort Hood shooting, when you kill 13 people at a military installation, that's an act of terrorism. I think when you fly an airplane into a federal building to kill people, that's depends how you define terrorism, but it sounds like it to me.
Friends of the pilot say they had no clue that he was so angry at the IRS. North Korea is warning that it will conduct live-fire artillery exercises along its sea borders beginning tomorrow. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports that the move comes amid intensive diplomacy to coax the North back into nuclear disarmament talks.
North Korea notified the South's Oceanographic Administration, which put the information on its website. It said that the North would be firing artillery into areas of the Yellow Sea and East Sea within the North's own maritime borders. It warned South Korean ships to stay away from the area between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. until Monday. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency quoted the Defense Ministry as saying that the North had designated naval firing zones twice this month, but had not actually fired any artillery. It added that no unusual military activity by the North has yet been detected. Last month, the North fired several hundred rounds of artillery into waters along its sea border. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The battle between the Obama administration and a California health insurer is heating up. NPR's Joanne Silberner has been following that story.
It started a week and a half ago. Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius asked giant health insurer WellPoint to justify its plan to raise rates on individual health insurance policies charged by its California subsidiary, Anthem. The increase was 39%. WellPoint executives said the company had to raise its rates because it's lost money selling health insurance to individuals in California, though it wouldn't say how much. Executives blamed higher medical costs and fewer healthy people buying health insurance. Sebelius, meanwhile, took on the entire industry. She pointed to $12 billion in profits made last year by the five biggest insurers, including WellPoint. And she said insurance companies were unjustified in proposing rate hikes as high as 56% in Michigan and 24% in Oregon. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
Global markets are losing ground today. The major markets in Europe were down in morning trading, and Asian shares tumbled after the Federal Reserve unexpectedly raised interest rates for emergency bank loans. You're listening to NPR News. Toyota's president has reversed himself and has decided to testify before a congressional hearing when he comes to the United States next week. Akio Toyoda is under pressure for his handling of the recalls involving millions of cars, and he had drawn criticism after he originally said he would send the head of the company's North American operations in his stead. American figure skater Evan Lysacek upset the defending champion in Vancouver last night. NPR's Quinn O'Toole reports that Lysacek is the first American to take the gold medal in men's figure skating since Brian Boitano in 1988.
When he finished his program, Evan Lysacek knew it was good. He shouted and pumped his fists. But how good was it? Could he win without a quadruple jump? He would have to wait through five more skaters to find out. Nobunari Oda of Japan had a lace on his skate snap. That did him in. The next two skaters had trouble with their jumps. American Johnny Weir skated a good program but received low scores. Then it was the Russians' turn. Evgeny Plushenko, who came out of retirement to try for his second gold medal in a row, skated with the confidence of a man in first place. He did a quadruple jump, but a few sloppy landings, a less-than-perfect spin, and the silver was all he'd get. It was Evan Lysacek with the gold medal around his neck, watching the stars and stripes raised over the ice. Quinn O'Toole, NPR News, Vancouver.
There are just four medal events on the Vancouver Olympic schedule today. American skier Bodie Miller will be looking for his second medal of the Games in the men's Super G. Women will be competing in a cross-country skiing event. And then men and women will be riding sleds head first in the competition known as Skeleton. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.